The State Ethics Commission provided guidance last summer that stated public school teachers who organize off-island trips and, in return, receive free travel and accommodations from a tour company are in violation of the Ethics Code. The Board of Education stopped all of the trips, and Hawaii State Teachers Association President Corey Rosenlee says it had a devastating impact.
Teachers had these trips planned. Some of them, rather than saying no to these students, had to spend thousands of dollars of their own money to go on these trips. Our teachers give up their summers and their winter breaks. All of this is unpaid labor.
But Ethics Commission Executive Director Les Kondo says another process should be developed by the DOE that eliminates direct teacher involvement.
The teacher that's been involved in selecting and promoting the travel, soliciting the kids to take part in the travel, they're at the end of that getting the free travel. So if you remove the teacher from all of those activities, that would resolve the issue.
Kondo says there also could be Internal Revenue Service implications if a teacher receives a free ticket to the mainland or Europe, which costs $3,000 to $6,000. But DOE Deputy Superintendent Stephen Schatz says taking teachers out of the equation is ill-advised.
From the educational perspective, the teacher has to be the one to make the determination about what the content of that trip is, who's going to be involved, what the kids are going to do, because it's an educational trip. So this idea that you could sort of somehow delegate that to a classroom mom or the vice principal, it doesn't make sense.
McKinley High School chorus and special education music teacher Natasha Taketa says field trips are not vacation time for teachers, but are an essential part of a student's education.
This year, McKinley High School's band is going to Carnegie Hall to represent our state. I don't know how else we can give the students what they deserve, especially when it's part of our curriculum. Many times during these trips, we stay up all night to make sure the students are safe and to make sure that if any adjustments need to be made, we can do it with our chosen people for travel.
Taketa says travel company representatives accompany the class to make adjustments. Senator Michelle Kidani is a co-sponsor of a bill to exempt teachers involved in educational trips from certain ethics code provisions. She also chairs the Education Committee and told Executive Director Kondo that the Ethics Commission doesn't get it.
I would go to the same travel agent all the time if I know that they are reputable and they are looking out for the safety of my children. And for teachers, they're liable for these students 24/7.
But you know, Senator, that's not the issue.
No, wait, let me finish. It is the issue.
It's not.
It is the issue because we are looking at the safety of the children. And you ask us not to make waivers or exemptions, but we have no choice.
The measure was passed by the Senate Education Committee and now heads to the Judiciary Committee for consideration. Judiciary Chair Gilbert Keith Agaron is also a co-sponsor of the bill. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.